WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
One of our WeatherBrains listeners, Keith, wrote in recently asking about a term he'd heard in a forecast discussion, baroclinic. So I'll give a stab at explaining what that means. A quick trip to the Glossary of Meteorology, published by the American Meteorological Society, is often a good place to start, and it describes baroclinic as an atmospheric state in which density depends upon both temperature and pressure, and in which the geostrophic wind varies with height and is related to the horizontal temperature gradient via the thermal wind equation. A baroclinic state means that distinct air mass regions exist. This is where we find fronts separating warmer air from colder air. On the synoptic scale, in a baroclinic environment, there will be a polar jet in the vicinity of mid-latitude systems, along with troughs of low pressure and frontal boundaries. There are clear gradients in the density of the air in a baroclinic environment, defined by the sharp boundaries that we call fronts. A barotropic environment, on the other hand, means areas of uniform temperature distribution with an absence of fronts. The tropics are an excellent example of a barotropic environment with a uniform atmosphere devoid of fronts. Another way to look at this is to look at the isobars on a surface pressure map or the height contours on mid and upper level charts of the atmosphere. The air generally flows parallel to the isobars or height contours. If you add lines on the same map depicting the temperature, or isotherms, when the isotherms parallel the contours or are said to be in alignment with them, then the atmosphere is considered to be barotropic. This means that as the air flows from one region to the next, the temperature of the air is not changing. When the lines of equal pressure or height and the isotherms do not run parallel to each other, the atmosphere is said to be baroclinic. Air flowing along the lines of equal height is either flowing from warm to cold or from an area of cold to warm. If the air is flowing from a region that is colder towards a warmer area, we say that cold air advection is taking place. If warm air is flowing into a region of cold air, then warm advection is occurring. Hope this helps, Keith, in your understanding of the atmosphere. Just like Keith, if you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.